Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Northrup steals second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanley for the out. Northrup moves to third. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to third. Bell moves to second. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brinkman for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chambliss. The throw from Sims and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres strikes out. Sims drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Torres out. two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Sharon pinch runs for Al Kaline. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Sharon moves to third. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Sharon now playing right field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gamble strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torres moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherman fields it and throws to third for the out. Brohmer moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.